The Royal St. Vincent and the Grenadines Police Force is continuing to place major emphasis on intercepting illegal firearms nationwide. Addressing the issue during NBC's On the Beat program, Detective Sergeant Iraki Huggins said disrupting criminal networks is critical to reducing the circulation of illegal firearms. Sergeant Huggins indicated that firearms trafficking is a complex and organized activity, and he highlighted a close connection between firearms and drug trafficking.
The relationship between illegal drugs and firearm, they basically, is like hand in glove. It can be significant, but from the perspective of us at the narcotics unit, firearms can sometimes be encountered during drug investigations. Drugs and firearms can exist with the same cultural environment because individuals involved in the illegal drug trade may use firearms to protect themselves, their cargo, their drugs, their cash, and territory.
Right.
So that's what basically do. However, we must not automatically assume that every firearm case involves drugs, because every piece of evidence can be properly examined and connection established through investigation.
Right.
So there's a trade where persons exchange drugs for firearm. It goes on between Caribbean nation. Sometimes it's funny for me to see that people, okay, then they don't work so hard in the hills and do it, and then they're gonna exchange their goods for firearms.
According to the detective sergeant, the nature and impact of the firearm-related crimes have shifted significantly over time.
Over the earlier years, the firearm problem itself evolved quite tremendously. All in my career, we certainly encountered illegal firearms, but the circumstances around the recovery and connection to the criminal activity have changed. Today, firearms are increasingly encountered in investigation involving serious offenses, violence, drug trafficking, we could say organized criminal activity,
right,
gang related. We are also seeing greater concern about the availability of different types of firearms and ammunition. What is important is that we don't look at the firearm in isolation. When a firearm is recovered, investigators, we have to ask questions as to the particular type of weapon, who had access to it, where it came from, and whether it was connected to different criminal activities.
Sergeant Huggins is calling on the public to assist the police in disrupting the trade and distribution of illegal firearms.
I would like to encourage the members of the public to understand that firearms trafficking is not simply a police problem, right? It's a national and regional security problem. It's worldwide. We as police officers, we have an important role, but the public cooperation is equally important to us. If we want to reduce gun-related violence in the country, we have to address this problem hand in glove. Public and police, we must work together to attack this problem.
Detective Sergeant Iraki Huggins of the Royal St. Vincent and the Grenadines Police Force. I'm Johnny P. Straker with today's special report.